Thailand pastures above the tiny village of Taman, a herd of alpacas gaze inquisitively at passers-by. The mini llamas in shades of grey, brown, black and beige munch on hay against a panorama of snowy peaks. They're owned by Joseph Kuonen, who has the biggest alpaca herd in Switzerland, with around 250 animals. But these curious camel-like creatures are different from llamas in many ways, as Kuonen points out.
First, the llama is much bigger. Then they have a different kind of wool. Alpaca wool is much thinner, finer, warmer. Then the llama has not the same behavior, and then they are very curious.
Like llamas, though, alpacas have long necks and kind faces with big black eyes. They're always alert and incredibly social. One of them has even taken to greeting Kuonen with a peck on the cheek.
It's Julie, who kissed me every day when I come to see her. She's really very, very lovely from the character, from this behavior. It's really a beautiful, very beautiful animal.
With only 17 males among the 200 strong females, breeding is very much the order of the day. It all started when Kuonen imported 4 alpacas in 1988. He soon cottoned on to the fact that he needed top quality animals if he was to make a go of it as a breeder and alpaca wool producer. So 7 years later, he went on the hunt for better stock in South America.
All these animals you can see here are from Peru. So most of them came from very high up in the mountains, from sea level about 4,500 to 5,500. The male just here, our Nero, I found in Macusani. It's 5,200 meters sea level.
So they don't get homesick living in Switzerland?
No, they hadn't any problem.
Rearing the animals is Kuonen's hobby, but from 9 to 5 he's the economic development officer for the Brig-Raron area. But nonetheless, his passion for all things alpaca is a lucrative sideline. Their wool fetches up to 80 Swiss francs a kilo in its raw state, compared with 1 franc 20 a kilo for sheep's wool. This price reaches a staggering 200 francs a kilo once it's processed. With up to 7 kilos of wool per alpaca per year, Kuonen makes a tidy profit. There's 2 types of alpacas in his herd, Suris and Huacayas. The Suris hair is finer and used to be reserved for the monarchy alone. The Huacayas have coarser, more curly hair, but once processed, it still feels like cashmere and is very warm. It's used in all manner of fine knitwear and can be spun into luxury fabrics. As such, it's caught the eye of top Italian designers.
I had contact with Giorgio Armani, with his people in Milano, and then we had contact with Gucci. And here was a known designer. It was Adeloni. He came also from Milano. He was half day here around, and he looked at his products, and I think he felt in love to these animals.
It's not just designers, though, who have fallen for the cuddly creatures. Rumour has it that an American recently offered Kuonen hundreds of thousands of francs for one of his Suri breeding males. So is there any truth in the rumour?
Yes, that is true. It was a surprise. It was especially a black and a grey Suri he wanted to buy. And I think he wanted to bring some specially coloured Suris back to the States. And in the States, these animals has not the same prices as they have in Europe. They are much more expensive.
So how much did he offer you for your alpaca?
Oh, don't ask.
Lots of francs.
Lots of francs, yes.
Even though he could earn his living just with his alpacas, Kuonen is happy to keep it as a hobby. And seeing the pleasure he gets from his beautiful animals, who can blame him for not wanting to part with them?
Come on, babies. come, come.